P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you in Jesus.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills. So good, good enough to raise my kids. Best is the best, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at.
Allah, stand up. Come on, children, I went higher. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking out of me. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. He's cleansing hearts. He's cleansing minds. He's healing the sick. He's healing us. He's been watching us all week. Do it my way, do it my way, do it my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. That's it. That's all he wants. He just wants you to come with what you got. Give it to him just the way you are. He said, just the way you are. Give it to him. Give it to him just the way you are. Don't try to pretty it up.
Take
just the way you
me
are.
To the King. I don't have much to bring.
I don't have much to bring.
My heart is torn in pieces.
My heart is torn in pieces.
It's my offering.
It's my offering.
Lay me at the throne.
Lay me at the throne.
Leave me there alone.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Higher! Keep the music going. Fruit flow. Just take it down another notch for me. Take another notch for me. Higher! Let's get your Bibles. Glory, glory, glory. Let's get your Bibles. Let's get your Bibles. God's doing a work up in here. Higher! God's doing a work. Higher! God's doing a work up in here. He said, you've been asking for this. He said, you've been praying. Higher! You've been praying for higher. You've been praying for this. He's getting ready to talk to us. He's getting ready to talk to us now. 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. Keep the music going. Keep the music going slow. And don't let it inch. Keep the anointing. I've already prayed for your fingers. I've already prayed for your fingers. Because the enemy going to come in and try to make you think it's all about you, but it ain't. I've already anointed your fingers. Already anointed your fingers. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Master. Glory to your name, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy One of Israel. I bow my knees to thee, Lord. I bow my knees to thee. Jesus Christ of Nazarene, Holy One is thee, Lord. Holy One is thee. Praise God. Lord, I pray over the reading of your word. I ask you to feed your people tonight, Lord God. Talk to us, Lord God. Talk to us, Jesus. Praise God. He gave me today. He said, I love people on purpose. He's teaching me how to love them without a doubt. He said, I'm going to teach you how to truly love. A lot of people can say I love. As soon as you do something they don't agree with or they don't think so, the love is not there anymore. He said, I want you to love them on purpose. I want you to forgive them on purpose. I want you to make it a point to intend to forgive them on purpose. And the more they hurt you, the more you forgive them. The more they talk about you, they lie on you, the more you love them. He said, I want you to love them. I want you to love them. I want you to purposely make it up in your mind and heart that you're going to love everybody. He said, all this that you've been going through in your minds, he said, I'm going to teach you how to love your way out of it. I'm going to teach you how to love your way out of all this stress. I'm going to teach you how to love your way out of all the anger. I'm going to teach you how to love your way out of all the suffering. He said, I love the world so that I died for it. I did it all with love. I came down and I gave my body as a living sacrifice with love. I let them beat me on my back. I let them stick thorns in my head. I let them spit on me with love. He said, I purposely love them. The enemy has got his children thinking that it's simple, that they're just trying to figure things out. But you're just adding more stress to yourself. If you would learn to just love them, you would see it flow right over you. 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. But I determined this with myself. Say within yourself, I am determined to love people. I am determined within myself. Myself. Now you can receive this if you'd like. But God's getting tired of us still stumbling over the same old vomit, walking around the same tree 40 years, trying to figure people out, trying to change people, in which you will never do. You will never figure them out. And you don't have the authority to try to change them. God said, I created them, and only I can change them. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. Paul was going through. For if I make you sorrow, who is he that maketh me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice. We ought to be rejoicing. We ought to be rejoicing at our trials. We're so confused, saints. We got the devil knocking on every door, every inch. You wake up, there he is. You go to bed, there he is. And you're sitting up so busy about things that's not your business. God is the creator. He's the one in charge of this war. And there is a war going on. And he created you for this purpose. And he's trying to teach us how to win. He said, my people has been crying out to me. Well, tonight I want to teach them how to win. Having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears. Paul said, I know what you're going through. I done been through the same thing. I know the late hours at night when nobody around, how you're crying all day long. You can't think straight. Can't focus half the time. He said, I've been there. And I want to teach you how to come up out of there. With many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Not that you should feel sorry and continue to go through this. Mother got to be talked about. Pastor Marbury has got to be crucified. Pastor Marbury has got to stand in the gap for female pastors, in the gap for those that won't need somebody to lie on and say it was my, your reason. He said, I got to. This is my purpose. And he said, your purpose is to love them. Fifth verse. But if any had caused grief, he have not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. That all of us don't have to go through this. All of us don't get, each one of you have your own fire that you got to deal with. And the enemy's got you so busy with everybody else's thinking that you got to carry, you can't carry everybody's cross. That's how you're missing out on yours. He said you're so busy until your mind is clogged up. Clogged up, and the enemy is picking out, eating. The blackbird is eating all the little baby biddies, as he called it, chicks. He said, I created you a city, and other folks are watching you. The way you go through it, he said, your spirits are so frustrated. You're barking at one another and really don't mean to. He said, because they're so stressed up. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to teach them how to go through this. Yes, Lord. I want to teach them how to go through this. Fifth verse, but if any had caused grief, he have not grieved me. But in part, okay, yes, he did. That I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment. This punishment. I used to hear my mama say, when she's whipping one of my sisters or brothers, get out the way. Because if you don't, you're going to get hit too. So he wants us all to put ourselves, focus ourselves on our doings, our purpose, which was inflicted of many. Seven. So that counterwise ye ought rather to forgive him. Now here's your answer. Here is your answer. But I haven't done him nothing. But I do love him. I do talk to him. I even try to communicate with him. Her. The job, the children, the cars, whatever the him may be. So that counterwise ye ought to rather to forgive him. First point. The first point, whatever it is that's wearying you, forgive him. Forgive it. Forgive them and comfort him. Now, this is the one that's got you going through all it. Higher! Oh, glory. This is the one that's putting you through all of this. He said, first, forgive it. And then you go to him, her, job, car, children, whatever it may be. You go to it and comfort it. And say, it's going to be all right. I know you got a lot on your mind. I know you got a lot that you're going through, but it's going to be all right. You go to it. If your brother has an ought against you, lay down your joy. Lay it right there at the offering. And forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. He said, because God said, because I'm taking them through too. Don't think they're not going through. Don't think, he said, the enemy, I have allowed the enemy to go to them. Ain't no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. And what the devil meant for your evil, I'm turning it around for your good. He said, I promise you that I would fight all your battles. I'm fighting them. But you got to forgive them first. You got to forgive them first. And you got to comfort them. And you got to talk nice to them. And you got to be peaceful around them. And you got to count it all a joy the more them act up. He said, forgive them. 8 verse. Wherefore, I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward them, toward him, toward her, toward them. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. See, we ask God for answers. We ask God for help. We ask God to have mercy. We ask God to show us the way. And then when he tells us, we halfway obey him. We disobey in part. And disobedient in any part is in disobedient all parts. He had said, Saul, if you had just been obedient, if you had just obeyed, I could have did everything that I had planned to do. Wherefore, I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything. Well, listen, children. I forgive also. You forgive them first. For if I forgive anything to whom I forgave it, for your sakes I forgave. I it in the person of Christ. I'm speaking in the person of Christ. I'm loving purposely in the person of Christ. God speaks through me. And when you forgive, I forgive them too. Peter said, no, Lord, I'll never let them. I'll fight to the end. I've already prayed for your fingers. Praise God. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything to whom I forgave it, for your sakes I forgave it. I it in the person of Christ.
And listen why. Listen, children. This is a spiritual warfare we're in. He says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Lest he make it look like it's our fault. Lest he can get a chance to lie on you. You forgive them. You love them. You show them comfort. You have peace in your mind. And the more you love them, the more you're going to feel that relief. When God gave me this today, I'm telling you, my spirit, he said, I want you to purpose in your heart to love them. If they strike you on your back, I want you to turn around and say, I love you the more. If they lie on you, I want you to love them the more. You don't realize the power of love, children. And your flesh is going to feel so weak. Your flesh is going to feel so confused. But your spirit is going to be so full. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. You say to yourself, oh, that's a trick of the devil. That's a trick of the devil. That's a trick of the devil. Well, why should you allow the devil to keep tricking you? When you gonna stop allowing the devil to keep tricking you? Furthermore, when I came to Tarsus to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit. How many of you been there before? Your spirit. I just can't get no peace in my spirit. Just bothered me. I got a headache behind it. I went to bed with it. I roll over. I wake up in the middle of the night. I can't sleep. I had no rest in my spirit. Because I found not Titus, my brother. Now, whatever yours may be, I've had to lay in my bed and just shake and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've had to lay in my bed and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Had to pray over and over and over, pray over and over and over, trying to clear my mind, my spirit. Just lay there and shake myself for my spirit. Because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always calls us to triumph. To triumph. What do triumph mean? To get the victory. We win this. 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 Take me to the throne. We win this. Come on, come on. Let the anointing flow. Come on, give him a song.
Take me through the king.
Come on, come on. Follow him, follow him. The anointing is moving in here, and he's teaching us how to be obedient to him. He's teaching us how to be obedient to him. We're not little children anymore. We've been doing this for some time. Remember, the devil don't want us to be obedient.
At the throne.
He said, you asked me for this.
There alone.
Yes.
To gaze,
we win this.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious. We're going
to
come up out of this victorious.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious.
Take
13. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, taking my leave, I had to get away for a while. I had to get away. That's some time you need to get away to yourself. You need to get away, just you and the Lord. If it means just going sitting in your car, if it means just riding up and down the street, sometimes you just need to get away from stuff. We let so much come into our mind, so much come in, and your flesh be saying, well, get an understanding. No, 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 no. Sometimes you need to get away.
Take me to the King.
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Always, always. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor any of his seed begging for bread. And make it manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savior of Christ, a sweet smelling savior. Your holiness. He said, it pleases me to bruise you. You wonder why you're going through so much. Wonder why so much is upon you. Wonder why you can't sleep at night. Paul said, I could not. My spirit was bothering me. My spirit, I just couldn't get no joy. I couldn't get no, Lord, have mercy. When am I going to be happy, Lord? When am I going to have some joy, Lord? When am I going to have some comfort, Lord? When am I going to have some peace in my mind, Lord? Yes. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are savior of death to death, and to the other the savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, and in the sight of God, we Christ. No matter what we go through, we still speak Christ. No matter how hard it may get, we still thank Christ. No matter what the enemy may come, we still know Christ. No matter what I may think I may not be able to do, I still thank Christ. The harder it come, the more I thank Christ. The more burden I come down, the more I know he's going to lift me up. The more I see that it looks like it's getting darker and darker, I know there's light on the other side. I hold my faith. If I would just hold my faith, if I would just keep myself encouraged. David said, I had to encourage myself. There come a time you got to encourage yourself. You got to believe it yourself. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah.
I don't have much to bring.
Come on, children, lift your hands to a holy God.
My heart is torn in pieces. Here's my offering.
It's the best that I've got, God.
Lay me at the throne.
Oh, yes.
Leave me there alone.
Hallelujah. I want you to feel it from the inside.
Gaze upon your glory.
He's teaching your spirit how to control your flesh.
Sing this song.
Let your mind hear him.
Take me to the King.
Can you feel the anointing, children?
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, King of Kings.
Take me,
Lord of Lords,
to the King. Take me to the King.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Take me to the King. Take me to.
I pray that this CD have been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life would never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.